This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak.
From BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Rob.
Hello everyone, I'm Feifei.
Now, can you guess what I've brought for you to try?
No, but I hope it's not one of those disgusting pies you always make.
Come on, Feifei, have some faith in me. I know you like fried dumplings a lot, so I've made these pork and chive dumplings, especially for you.
Fried dumplings? They look more like burnt dumplings.
Look, just try one. I'm sure you'll like it.
Rob, they just don't look that appetising.
Trust me, Feifei, the proof is in the pudding.
In the pudding? Aren't these supposed to be dumplings?
Yes, these are dumplings, but I use the phrase the proof is in the pudding to mean you can only judge the quality of something after you've tried it or used it.
I see. So the proof is in the pudding is actually a real saying.
Yes, it is. In the old days, people used to say the proof of the pudding is in the eating, which means you have to eat the pudding to know what's inside it.
Oh, I like that saying. Although it does mean I've got to try your dumplings to know how bad they are.
Feifei, thank you. Just give them a try. You won't be disappointed.
OK, I'll try some. But first, let's hear some examples of how to use the phrase the proof is in the pudding.
I don't believe this new flash washing machine can save water and energy.
But you haven't used it yet. The proof is in the pudding. This second-hand car does look a bit old. Can you still drive it?
Well, why don't you test drive it? The proof is in the pudding.
Do you think this will work?
I don't know, but let's wait and see. The proof is in the pudding.
So, remember, in English we use the saying the proof is in the pudding to mean you can judge the value or the quality of something only after you've tried it, experienced it or used it. Oh, good. So, Feifei, do you like the dumplings?
Yes, I do, Rob. I really like the pork and chive filling.
I've finally made something you like.
As you say, Rob, the proof is in the pudding.
Very true. Thank you for listening to The English We Speak.
And do check out our website, bbclearningenglish.com, for more useful phrases.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you want another one?
Yes, please.
The English We Speak.
From BBC Learning English.